This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
IP as we start hour number two. By the way, just an update on Arthur, who's still in jail, spent a year longer than he should have because he always gets in fights in jail. And he's relayed to me that the warden just doesn't like him. He was trying to get out by Thanksgiving, and that didn't happen. So he was in there, so he had to have Thanksgiving dinner in jail. But he thinks he's going to get out in about a week. We'll see if he doesn't get in any more fights. It's just unbelievable. All right, let's go to, I see Captain Cowboys on the line, but we're not going to go to him yet because I'm going to let him wait because the Cowboys are just, they're just so overrated. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, Howard?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, yeah, the Cowboys are overrated, and they wouldn't have won. They didn't win because of Dak Prescott. His performance should have amounted to a loss, but
he throws in the coverage. He seems like he throws in the coverage so much.
It's frustrating. And the Detroit Lions on the Thanksgiving game, I mean, do we owe the Model T that much that you need to put the Detroit Lions on the Thanksgiving game every damn Thanksgiving?
Well, that's true. And the NFL does that and the Cowboys. So they have the Lions and the Cowboys every Thanksgiving. And it's just, that's not going to change. It's just not going to change. And they know they're going to get ratings because it's the Cowboys.
Love the way the Sixers are playing, and I hope that the Green Bay Packers game with the Eagles, I hope that the Eagles wrap that up quick because I got to wake up early in the morning, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to be staggering. I don't know that it's going to be wrapped up quick, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that they just route these guys. They're not that good. You know, you got Aaron
Rodgers. They're not, but I think the Eagles are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as people either think it's going to be or want it to be.
Do you think the Eagles have a lot to prove, though?
What do they have to prove? They're 9-1.
I mean, you know, you're up against Jeff Saturday, and Jeff Saturday almost beat you with only a running game.
They were missing Dallas Goedert. Right. It almost doesn't count, but right. Yeah, it just – they don't have any – they don't have to prove anything. They've got to find ways to replace the numbers of and what Dallas Goedert means to the team. And that's impossible, but they can find ways to at least generate more offense without Dallas Goedert. It's not going to be easy, but I know that the coaches have worked on it this week, but they obviously have to find ways to do that.
Well, it's kind of like the gambler that had to keep washing his hands. Did you hear about him?
No.
The gambler that kept washing his hands had to keep washing his hands because he kept playing pinochle.
I missed something, but that's all right.
Okay. So, contest time?
Go ahead.
Okay, my jerk is Jonathan Papelbon because he's never apologized.
Somebody already mentioned him. How about that?
Oh, darn.
Yep. So do you have somebody else?
Ooh, boy.
Okay, I guess not. All right. A loser, a dope, a moron, and a nitwit. Because he just locks himself into an ordinary team, and that would be Captain Cowboy. Hey, dope.
First off, to that last caller, he's a real genius. He sat there like he was having a lobotomy. Yeah, you know nothing about football, buddy. Second,
zero.
To you, the brown-nosed suck-up that you are, the Cowboys, let me tell you something. I'm 52 years old. The Eagles are the worst 9-1 team I've ever seen in my life.
Doesn't matter.
They struggled majorly with the Colts.
They're missing one of their key players.
They went and got two overweight, obese guys who are the street because their run defense stinks that bad. They went and got two overweight, obese bums who passed their time, not bums. They passed their time because your run defense stinks. Hargrave is trash. I love Fletcher Cox. He's a great player, best Eagle on the team. By far the best Eagle
anymore,
on the team.
Not anymore, he's not.
He's still the best Eagle. The Cowboys have
a
better defensive line.
You have no clue about talent.
They have a better secondary. And please, let's not mention the quarterback. You know what? Somebody teach Jalen Hurts.
He throws in the coverage all the time. All he does is throw in the coverage.
He throws the ball. Your quarterback doesn't do nothing, but he's a glorified running back. He's Christian. He's a black Christian McCaffrey. That's all he is.
Okay.
Let me ask you a simple question here.
What's the record of the Cowboys?
You're not better than Eagles. I tell you what, here you want to know.
No, it's not.
I got a record for you. Dak Prescott just went 26-6 for his career versus the NFC East. 26-6.
No.
Can Carson Wentz say that? No. Can Ron Jaworski say that? No. Your closest person will probably be McNabb, and you hate him. So, I mean, come on, really?
I don't hate him.
Yeah, the Eagle fans, not you personally, idiot. The Eagle fans. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you
9-1.
Done?
You bragging on that 9-1 team. They struggled.
I'm not bragging on anything. I'm just telling you the Cowboys aren't good enough. They're just not good. That was an embarrassment watching them play and struggle for as much as they did against the Giants.
Oh, you know what?
Dak Prescott is a fraud.
I'm going to tell you how you're an idiot. When you lost to the Redskins, you tell me, oh, well, it's a division game. You know, division games are tough. You never know what's going to happen in a division game. Yes, you did say that after you lost to the Redskins.
I didn't say it's a division game. You lose to teams you're not supposed to lose to, and that was one of them.
It was a division game, and division games are tougher than the other games. That's what you said. Well, last time I checked, the Giants were in the NFC. Yeah, right. Guess what? The Giants are going to beat the Eagles.
We swept them again,
by the way. Dak Prescott, 10 straight wins versus the Giants. Can Jalen Hurts say that about anybody? 10 straight wins versus the Giants.
Well, the Giants aren't that good.
Oh, they aren't this year. So in the last 10 games, they haven't been good? Oh, okay.
Probably not.
Well, guess what? Well, why come Jalen Hurts hasn't done it then? Since they're so bad. How come an Eagle quarterback hasn't done that? Let's think about that for a minute.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because you're telling me how bad Dallas is. You're telling me how bad Dak Prescott is. But they're doing things your great Eagle team aren't doing. That's why I'm telling you that.
You are a flat-out idiot.
I'm a genius. And you know what you are? You're a brown-nosed sucker.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Okay, let me ask you a few questions. Are the Denver Broncos a good team?
Yeah, what? Excuse me?
Are the Denver Broncos a good team?
I don't play the Broncos anymore. I don't know.
But the Cowboys lost to them. Okay,
excuse me, that was last year, team. Buddy.
Are the Buccaneers a good team?
Let's come to this year.
Oh, that was
we didn't
preseason.
Play the Broncos.
I'm sorry.
We didn't play the Broncos
okay,
this Buc- year.
Are the Buccaneers a good team?
Well, the Cowboys beat the Redskins.
Are the Buccaneers a good team?
The Cowboys beat the Redskins with Cooper Rush.
Are the Buccaneers a good team? The answer is no. The Cowboys lost to them.
Okay. What?
Okay. The Cowboys lost to them. The Buccaneers are not a good team.
It was week one and we played horrible.
What happened to the Packers? What happened when the Cowboys played the Packers?
The Packers are going to win Sunday night. Cowboys choked.
I openly admit that.
They choked the game away.
The Packers are not a good team.
Did I just not say they're not a good team?
Okay, and the Cowboys let the Packers come from behind to beat them.
You're going to lose some games, and teams you're not. And then stop making a built-in excuse when we kick the Eagles in.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be the third road game. Oh, my God, it's going to be the third road game. We're going to kick their ass, and I don't want to hear your excuse for it, all right?
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles?
Cooper Rush.
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles?
And you're telling me how great this team is?
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles? Can you answer my question?
Are you crazy? Say it again. I'll answer.
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles?
The Philadelphia Eagles beat Cooper Rush. The Dallas Cowboys.
I don't care who it was. I don't
the
care.
The Dallas
who it was.
Cowboys. Dak Prescott is 7-3 career versus the Eagles. Okay. So that's probably why they won the game.
The past, you know, it's just
Dak
like Prescott. Just like Cowboys fans talk about Super Bowls. You got
to
dust off those trophies.
Who's 10 times better than Jalen Hurts?
Hey, Dope.
Okay? You got a glorified running back and quarterback. That's all you had.
Hey, Dope. How was your How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was great. Didn't you watch it?
Oh, too
I
bad.
Had a giant meal.
Too bad. Too bad. Hey, Dope. Beat it.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
It's your owner. What a fraud he is. Let's go to Angelo. Angelo, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. This is why we hate the Cowboys, by the way. Their fans and their team, they all suck. Anyway, wanted to call. I could talk about the Eagles, but what really gets me, since you talked about the Sixers and Embiid, is how can you win on a team with a center that gives up in the playoffs? When was it? A couple years ago because he had a stomach problem? Wasn't he too many donuts? Can you imagine if he did that on a team with Charles Barkley or Dr. J or Collins or Bobby Jones? He never would have done that. And then how do you also win with a team that's coached by Glenn, not Doctor? You know, I can't stand the makeup of that team. And then they bring in Harden. He looks like he's 55 years
well,
old.
Well, here's the biggest problem is Daryl Morey. He has constructed a poor team, never won anywhere, conned the Sixers into this ridiculous contract.
A bunch of losers at the top.
He's put together it's just not a good – he's not put together a good team. Now, you realize they're better off without Harden.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're better off without Embiid. You've got to replace him. But they move the ball around without those two guys on the floor. They miss Maxey. Maxey's the guy that you need back.
Yeah, I know. But neither of them show up in big games. What did Harden do in the last playoff game? His last playoff game. He gave up. He just gave up.
And well, Harden's done. Harden's done.
Yeah. And Embiid,
he's going to score some points. He's going to dominate the ball.
Any big game, it's a turnover machine. I mean, and all he does, like you said, he's a China doll. He gets hurt all the time. Little
Joel,
injury.
The China doll
out
Embiid.
For 3 weeks. Yeah. So you know what? You get rid of him. You get as much as you possibly
and,
can.
And you know, when I said that, I said that last year, and people went off on me. You got to kind of have a vision. That is this going to work or is this not going to work?
Right.
And you could see it's not going to work. I mean, he's
it
a very,
worked.
Very talented player, but he doesn't
it
fit, especially with this team. He just doesn't
why did
fit.
They bring, why did they bring in Glenn? Why did they bring him in? So they could get, so he could help them get over the hump and beyond the second round. What has he done?
I think I do a terrific job.
You got to get rid of him. I got a jerk for him.
The problem is you can't get rid of him now because there's so many injuries. You can't put the blame on him. You got to put the blame on the general manager if you're going to put it on anybody right
now. Rivers is a horrible coach.
He's not a good coach, but the point is it's the general manager that's constructed this team.
I'd rather have Brett Brown, to be honest with you.
You know what? Brett Brown is actually a better coach than people gave him credit for.
He was a good coach.
Yep. Yep. Yes,
anyway, I got a jerk for you.
Go ahead.
The one that started all this nonsense in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick, the biggest jerk of all time.
You know, that is a good one, too. There's so many good ones. Kaepernick is a good one. This is going to be a hard choice. This is really going to be a hard choice. Thanks for the call. Thank you. Let's go to, who's that, Daryl?
Hey, Howard.
How are you?
Good, yourself. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
All right. First of all, the cowboy guy, I don't even know why you would.
An idiot and a dope and a moron. I can't even throw him on the one.
You never get that time back, Howard. You never get that time back. Second of all, I want to know why we have the best cornerbacks in the league on the Eagles. Why we can't play two high safeties and play one-on-one with these wide receivers. They're beating us in the run. We can have seven guys in the box and four guys in the back. I mean, it's simple. And Jonathan Gannon.
You know, it's easy for us to say what they should do. But the Eagles, you know, other than the Redskin game, they've only, you know, and the Detroit game, they're only giving up an average of about 17 points a game. It's really not bad. And that's not bad. That's good.
It could be less. I mean, look.
What do you mean less? I mean, if you only give up 17 points a game, there's a reason you're 9-1 because you only give up 17 points a game on an average.
Howard, but there's times you're playing way off the ball, and it's 3rd and 3. They're back.
And sometimes I don't agree with that. Yeah, I get it. I get it. There's a reason they do what they do. And I'm going to trust a defensive coordinator. And a lot of people, you go back and forth with the guy. Jonathan Gannon does a really good job. I mean, you got to look at results. Results are they only give up 17 points. I don't know what it is right now, but it's about 17 points a game. That's really good.
They're up second half than any other team in the league. I get it. I get it. But it just aggravates me when I see it's 3rd and 3 and they're 6-7 yards off the player.
Yeah, and there's sometimes that the corners should be up on the players. I get it. I understand. And you got to get a better pass rush. The fact that they've added two defensive linemen who, you know, I forget, was it that jerk, the Captain Cowboy that says they're old and washed up? Well, they did a pretty good job last week.
Yeah, they did a great job last week coming in out, sitting on the couch, coming in and playing the way they played.
That's exactly
right. I got a hat off to him.
Yep. Who's your jerk?
My jerk is the guy who started this all and has been doing it for decades, John McEnroe.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one, but I think he's probably out of the sights of a lot of people, but he was a jerk, but he was a hell of a player. See, sometimes I like to look at a jerk and say, is it better? Now, that's an individual game. Did some of these other jerks make their team better? I'm not sure. Even Bill Belichick, without Tom Brady, he's got a losing record in the NFL as a head coach.
If you want to go jerk for that with a team, then you got to go, you know, Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer, yeah, but you can't. I mean, you got one already, John McEnroe. But Laimbeer was, but they won. They won. He was a jerk, but they won. They won. So, but I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend and continued happy Thanksgiving weekend. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40 to take a look at today's football, tomorrow's football, the Eagles game. We'll take a look at all those things coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls. We'll get back to everything. The time now here at WIP is 9:19. And if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you know that a great point of sale system can truly make a difference in your success. It really can. It's hard to find a company. It's hard to find companies that are good, but we've got one here that offers everything you need and is willing to customize a game plan to fit your individual needs. Well, if you've been looking for the perfect POS partner, you need to call my pals at PDQ Signature System. PDQ, they have everything that you need for success. That includes mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. That's why PDQ is so big and so good, and that's why a lot of people already use them. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. That's why PDQ has been the top-rated restaurant management system, and that's for over 35 years. Whether you have a single-location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create and Joe Flynn's a great guy and his team's terrific, will create a customized game plan that will help your business succeed. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. You can schedule a demo and business consultation today. You can do it today. It's a holiday weekend, but and you can take care of things you need to take care of. That's PDQPOS.com. PDQPOS.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 94. It is WIP. And we've got a lot of good, biggest jerk in sports, whether it's a player, coach, general manager, whatever, and anybody with a team. We got a lot of good answers. It's going to be hard to give away that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno brothers. But you can be a, you know, you can share in all the good things at the Bruno brothers. Check it all out at thebruno.com. Stop into their stores. Business parties, social parties for the holidays. They got everything. And it's going to be hard to give away that certificate. All right, on Thanksgiving, back in 1989, a very interesting day in Eagles-Cowboys history. Very interesting day. It was labeled later the Bounty Bowl because the Eagles put a bounty. I guess it was Buddy Ryan. I don't think it was the players. Put a bounty on going after their kicker, Louis Zendejas, and they leveled him. And the video's out there somewhere, and he was staggering after the kickoff, and they just leveled him. So, obviously, some choice comments from Jimmy Johnson, and that was Jimmy Johnson's. It was in 1989. It was Jimmy Johnson's first year as the head coach of the Cowboys. And then Buddy Ryan was the coach of the Eagles. One was a great coach, and one was an idiot as a head coach, and may Buddy rest in peace. Good guy, funny guy, but not a good head coach. But let's hear from, after the game, from Jimmy Johnson and then Buddy Ryan on the leveling of and going after Louis Zendejas. Here's Jimmy Johnson.
We were told last night by a coach, and it was confirmed by two different players. There's a $200 bounty on Louis Zendejas, a $500 bounty on Troy Aikman. That takes away from the integrity of the game. And I would have said something to Buddy, but he wouldn't stand on the field long enough. He put his big fat rear end into the dressing room.
I forgot about Troy Aikman. And that's chump change. I mean, I know it was 1989, but you're going to go after a guy for $200 and for $500? That's ridiculous when you think back upon it. But Buddy Ryan had, of course, he has choice comments as well. Let's hear from Buddy Ryan after the game.
Johnson, their coach, is making all kinds of excuses for not preparing his team well to play us. He also, I don't have any respect for him because he got my college on probation, Oklahoma State, and now he's at the Cowboys, and he doesn't have the guts to take credit for a loss. He's trying to blame the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I have no respect for the man at all. And I don't think if his friend had known the club, he wouldn't be back next year, I'm sure, as a coach.
Well, the reality is you can't do that. And they lost the game. And the Cowboys, that was their first year of Jimmy Johnson. That's when they were trying to put the team together. They made that big trade and traded Herschel Walker and got all those draft picks. Herschel Walker was, boy, I used to get along with Herschel, but he's kind of going off the deep end in a lot of different ways. But whatever the case may be, he drafted two quarterbacks, took a bold move with first-round picks. He took Troy Aikman, and he took Steve Walsh, who played for him at the University of Miami, just to make sure he got a quarterback. But an interesting, very interesting scenario by Jimmy Johnson. But that was a interesting and fun game. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. So hey. Thanksgiving Day, I did something I never did. I taped the Cowboys-Giants game for when I came home, zipped through it to see, you know, who I'd be afraid of, who, you know, I would want not to lose. I still can't decide. Did you have did you care which one won?
It's just because it doesn't make any difference. If the Eagles fall back to the Cowboys, that's their own fault. So, yeah, you could want the Giants to win, but then it gives the Giants some energy the Eagles play the Giants in a few weeks. I don't want the Giants to have energy for that game at the Meadowlands. No, I just so it didn't matter to me. It just you just tear yourself apart figuring out which team you want to lose the game.
Yeah, I was back and forth. Yeah, go Cowboys, go Giants, go. You know, I never did that in my life. I root for either one, but it's just
neither of them played. Neither one of them played really well enough. The coward Zach Prescott throws balls into coverage. What do you have? Two interceptions. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, my bad guy or jerk. This guy's a bad owner, bad person, threatening to blackmail all the owners. That would be Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder is a good one. Dan Snyder. What a bad guy. He is a bad guy. He won't be the owner by next year, hopefully. A lot of people hope. All right, Jerry, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Chuck, how are you this fine day?
Yeah, good morning, buddy. How you doing? Good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was great.
Good. Did you watch, by chance, the end of the Giants-Cowboys game?
No, I didn't. It was a late cover. I do know that. Yeah. That was the only game I lost on Thursday
my website. Criticize Andy Reid for game management. If you look at the end of the Cowboys-Giants game, it's hard to fathom watching this. The Giants coach using the entire clock per play, trails by two touchdowns, and he's running the clock down to 2 seconds, running the ball 5 minutes to go, zero sense of urgency whatsoever. How many assistants do they have nowadays? Doesn't somebody in his headset say, hey, coach, we got to pick up the pace, because if we score, we got to stop and get the ball back and score again. But you see,
I don't know everything that went into it. I don't know what the coverage was. I don't know if Jones, who's not a good quarterback, that was an issue that he had. I don't know what it was, but the coverage was obviously letting them move down the field the way they did, which...
But you still got to run hurry up. You still got to...
They weren't going to win the game anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You still play to win, right? Listen, Simmons. Yeah. Ben Simmons, we can agree, was an All-Star, 3-time All-Star, right?
He was voted an All-Star because LeBron James owns part of the company, and the players have involvement in who gets on the team. And he was not although he was voted on the team by his players as a 3-time All-Star, he was not a 3-time All-Star.
When he's right, his statistics are terrific. He's a hell of a player.
Well, no, he's not a hell of a player. He can, with the right team, he can help a team. But this was not the right team. He didn't have guts to shoot. He didn't have guts to go to the foul line. He didn't do a lot of the right things. But with the Nets, he doesn't have to be that player. I mean, last night he had 20 points. It's hard to him. And he didn't miss a shot. He was 8 for 8.
He's shooting 82% the last 5 games. But
I know. It's crazy.
But his career shooting percentage is far. 58% is incredible, right? I mean, Durant doesn't have that.
So you know what? His shooting percentage is from inside 3 feet.
Inside,
is not very good.
That's his game and transition. But he gets the ball out like nobody else, right?
He's not a star. He's not a star. He can help a team.
I don't see how you can't say that. I don't see it. I mean,
I don't believe he's a star. I think he can be a solid player in the right situation, and right now he's got the right situation. The problem is that team doesn't seem to have the heart, and they're soft.
They don't, man. They don't. How about the other night? They had 2 offensive rebounds from the starters,
and the Sixers are next to the last in the league in offensive rebounds. That was 20-4.
There was no interest in an offensive rebound. None.
It was terrible.
It was like they didn't show up. And they pretty much admitted that the next day, and they played much better. But anyway, you'll be the first to give Simmons credit. If he plays at the level he's playing right now, you'll acknowledge that, right?
Well, I just said he's for that team. He does a nice job, but he's not a star.
Right.
He's not
a star. Let's keep an eye on him. You have a good weekend, buddy.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, brother. So I want to talk about this game this week. You know, I had the Giants and the Cowboys too as well. But yeah, let me get down to Green Bay Packers. Yeah, I've been hearing Aaron Rodgers talk about him playing with a broken thumb or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's what he's saying now, right?
Yeah, he's just playing that card, you know. So, you know, we think he's hurt and that he's not going to throw the ball down the field, which I'm sure they are, you know, and we got to prepare for that. You know, Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, I'm not worried about the team, but like they say, you know, we lose too many.
Well, I think it's going to be closer than people think it's going to be. I mean, I would not lay the points. I just wouldn't lay the points.
Yeah, that's going to be a close game.
The Eagles still have to find ways to generate offense with the absence of Dallas Goedert. Better offense.
I think we need to run the ball more, man. I think we
No. They got to find people to get to throw the ball to. Running the ball doesn't score enough points.
Yeah, and then A.J.
Brown.
You got to
run the ball, but you can't just overdo it.
No. And A.J. Brown, I'm hearing, too, that, you know, he's sick, so that's going to be a situation when he comes to game
day. He's not sick. He practiced. He practiced yesterday. He was
yesterday? Oh, perfect. Okay. So I wanted to talk about the Giants coach, too, as well. I hate the guy. You know, I don't like the guy at all. I just think he's, you know, he tries
Who's
to
that?
Take a little bit of the coach for the Giants, the head coach.
Ryan Dable?
Yes. I like the guy when, you know, before he got hired to the Giants, you know, I thought maybe, you know, the Eagles would hire that guy because I thought he was a great coach. I mean, he is a great coach, but when it comes
he's
to
not
the
a great
attitude
coach.
He
was a good coach with Buffalo. But, hey, listen, the Giants aren't good enough. They don't have a good enough quarterback. You know, they're better than they were last year, but because that previous coach was a moron. Okay, who's your biggest jerk?
I would say Rex Ryan. You know, promising the New York Jets they will go to the Super Bowl when they never went. You know, talk a lot of crap and never pretty much put his words
in. I don't know if he was a jerk. He was an idiot, but I don't know if he was a jerk. But I appreciate the call, Joe. Hey, thanks. Let's go to another Joe in the Northeast. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I listened to your the Thanksgiving game. You guys did a good job.
Yeah, the Turkey Bowl. Yep, it
Turkey
was
Bowl,
Washington and Archbishop Ryan, and I know the people at both schools were happy we were there, and it was just the weather was great, so everything worked out well, and it turned out to be a good game.
And the funny thing is, my cousin's son was the quarterback for Ryan, so it was weird hearing my last name the whole day, you know, being called out. It was pretty neat.
I hope it didn't shake you up.
Nah, not at all. But you know, you guys did a good job, and I should have went to the game, but I just listened to it here. But
you should have went to the game.
Yeah, I know. I had the privilege of going to both schools. I got kicked out of Ryan, and I went to Washington to finish up my senior year. So,
all right. So
you know, I had no skin
on
in the game.
What else is going on?
Not much. I wanted to talk about the Eagles.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, is he finally going to get the respect he deserves now? Like,
I think he's already gotten the respect.
Yeah, me too. Like, I think he just doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, direct opposite.
He's done
from
a much better job, and
yeah.
I had questions, and people had questions. He's done a really good job. All right, who's your biggest jerk? Who's your biggest
jerk? My biggest jerk, Howard, I'm telling you, I hate this guy. Drives me crazy. Even his nickname drives me up the wall, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, I don't know that I would take him, but he is a jerk.
He's a jerk.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. All right, Mark Lawrence is coming up. We'll take a look at today's football, the pro games tomorrow, the Eagles game. We'll take a look at all that, and we'll get back to your calls for some more. There's some really good answers for the biggest jerk to try to win this $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. I'm Howard Eskin. The time here, by the way, the time at WIP is not important right now. What's important is normally we're at the Borgata on Saturdays. Because of the holiday weekend, the Friday and Saturday show is not there. We'll be back there next week, just to let you know. All right. I'm Howard Eskin, and the time is now 9:39. And here's what's happening at Borgata. I miss the Borgata, actually. I miss not being there. Love going there on Fridays and then doing a show on Saturday. And you deserve a getaway as well. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars with live music, A-class entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Book your getaway. You can do it today. You can do it tomorrow, but do it. Borgata Comedy Club, the longest-running comedy club in Atlantic City, and one of the best entertainment deals in town. Three new headline comedians each week, and they're going to have you really rolling and laughing. You're a winner This is, they have so many good things going on there. You're a winner this winter during Borgata's $1.2 million winning Wonderland. You can earn entries now through December 31st to be one of the 1,200 lucky winners, plus two grand prize winners will win a 2023 Audi Q8 Prestige, a great vehicle. Four winners will win a luxurious escape to Baja Mar. Drawings will be held every Saturday. For details, check it all out, theborgata.com. Thanksgiving weekend, Eagles Sunday night. Couldn't be better. Well, it could be better if they win, and they better win, but it could be a lot closer than people think. But whatever the case, we have football on Sunday night, and to talk about all the football this weekend, we have Mark Lawrence. Mark, first of all, my condolences again. I know you had a tough week, and it's hard to mix in condolences and happy Thanksgiving, but hopefully you kind of recovered a little bit from that.
Yeah, we did, Howard. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your warm thoughts and condolences. And I guess it was sort of a nice thing to be with the family at that time of the year, too. So thank you very much.
All right. So, all right, let's take a look. There's been a lot of college football already, but obviously some good games today. Who do you like?
I'm going to concentrate in college football on two big dogs that are 5-6, looking for one more win to become bowl eligible. And while realistically, maybe the win might not be probable, the players don't know that. They're going to come with everything they've got. First game is going to be Michigan State taking 19 against Penn State. You got a Penn State football team that's locked up third place in the Big Ten Conference. They can't go up. They can't go down. They are who they are. They're the bronze trophy winner in the Big Ten Conference. But in Michigan State, you got a team here that with one more win, obviously goes bowling. They're 10-5 straight up into the number in their last road game of the season, meaning they win 67% of the time straight up doing that. And I think what really works in this game is the head coach, Mel Tucker, in his career, first of all, he's never lost the money against an opponent that's off back-to-back wins and covers. He's 4-0 that role. Mm-hmm. But this ridiculous contract that he signed for $9.5 million a year for 10 years, he's got to live up to this. And I think he's going to come step forward here with one of the team's best efforts of the football season. I think they take Penn State right down to the wire.
Okay, so Michigan State's one. Who else do you like?
The other game is going to be Auburn taking 22 against Alabama. And this is an Alabama team, much like Penn State, that can't do anything about improving their position in the Southeast Conference West. That's already been locked up by LSU. Last seven times, Bama's been a Southeast Conference favorite of more than 14 points, or 0-7 to the spread. And you've got an Auburn here, a team that's really good with double conference revenge. The role they're in this role, they're 11-2 against the spread of the number. This is the Iron Bowl, where a lot of really close call football games have taken place over the years. I think Auburn plus the 22 also takes Bama right down to the wire.
You know, last week South Carolina played maybe their best game in 10 years, the way they crushed Tennessee. And I don't like Clemson. But South Carolina, aren't they a little full of themselves, or would that game be dangerous for you?
Well, because it's Clemson, you know, and it's their hated rival, I don't know if they'll be that full of themselves. I think they're feeling pretty good, obviously, knocking Tennessee off. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big Clemson fan this year. They just don't put teams away this football season here, and the College Football Playoff Committee acknowledges that as such. You know, they've got them outside the top four here with only one loss. Just not an impressive football team to me is Clemson. I think South Carolina might go in footloose and fancy free in this football game as well.
Yeah, is there a team coming off a big win that you think could be a little flat this week?
Well, I think we sort of hit on it a little bit in the sense of it being South Carolina, but I think they can possibly avoid something like that. The other team I think that might be a little bit, might be a little bit of Indiana. Upsetting Michigan State last week, they're going to take on Purdue today. That's a big rivalry situation game here, but, you know, I'm not so interested in laying points with a Purdue football team whose coach is much better as an underdog is. He's a favorite. So, but the key game here was obviously South Carolina pulling that big upset last week.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
I'm going to take a look at also, again, a couple of big dogs in the National Football League that I think the opponents, the favorite opponents, will play down to their level. And these big favorites also have much bigger games on deck next week to look past these guys. The first is going to be Houston taking 14 against Miami. First of all, you go back and you look at Miami. The last 15 times they've been a double-digit favorite, they're just 2-13 to the spread. They've not handled big numbers like this, obviously, here in the past. You've got Houston here. They're in this unique role where if a team in the National Football League is on a five-game exact losing streak and they are non-division dogs, that's a 65% winning point spread play in my database all the way back to 1980. You've also got in head coach Mike McDaniel here from Miami. He's got San Francisco on deck next week. That's where he was born and raised, San Francisco, at least his football career. And he just might have his football eye on more so on Frisco next week than Houston today. This is an ideal spot for Miami to play down to Houston's level here. I think Houston plus the 14 looks good in the game.
Isn't Houston changing their quarterback?
Yeah, they are. You know, they're obviously going to hit the draft hard and look for that quarterback. Davis Mills is—they've given up on him, and you know, they should have probably done that before the season began. But you know, this is how much worse can they be with another quarterback as opposed to one that really hadn't produced anything at all for this football team here. But again, I think this is more anti-Miami than it is on Houston in this game.
Okay, who else do you like?
Yeah, that guy's going to be the Rams. This is going to be tough, taking 15.5 against Kansas City. But you've got a lot of nice things inside this game here. Number one, this is the biggest underdog a defending Super Bowl champion has been since 1980 in my database. The other one, by the way, the second largest, was Philadelphia, the Eagles, in 2018 when they were a 14-point dog and they won the whole game straight up. You got Sean McVay, the head coach here, has actually got a better record away from home. He's 32-17 straight up than he is at home, where he's 32-18, so his teams play much better away from home. And you've also got Kansas City looking dead ahead to Cincinnati next week with playoff loss revenge for Kansas City in the football game. You just might get Andy Reid looking more forward to that game next week than they are the lowly Rams in this contest here. This is a big clothespin play. Get the clothespin out, play the Rams plus the 15.5.
You know, I kind of like the Jets a little bit this week. That number's so big after not scoring zilch last week. Now, I know they're changing quarterbacks, and that might have something to do with it. Do you have a side in that game?
I like the Jets, and I like their defense, what I like in the football game. You know, they've struggled here, obviously, offensively, but the Bears have also had their struggles here as well. And you got a football team in the Jets, you're going to find out what they're all about in a game like this, whether they're real or not. If you can't beat the Chicago Bear football team to keep yourself in contention, then you were a pretender rather than a contender. And I think the Jets will step up in this game.
All right, and the Eagles. Let's take a look at the Eagles game on Sunday night. Tough game.
I think it's a real tricky spot here for the Eagles here this Sunday night here. Aside from getting this feeling like they're plateauing right now, the Eagles after that great start, they're going to take on a team in the wrong role here, and it's Green Bay coming in off a straight-up favorite loss in their last football game. And Aaron Rodgers has thrived in this role in his career. He's been 11 times an underdog when the Packers were beat as a favorite, and he's come back as the underdog and won 10 of those 11 games straight up. It's the role that he, like I say, he excels the best in. And you've got here in the Eagles here against teams that do lose as home favorites, like Green Bay did. They're just 1-8 to the spread. So I think everything comes together here for Green Bay in the football contest here. The Eagles likely get the win, but I think the Packers take home the money.
Yeah, it's a lot of points to lay. It's really a tough spot. And next week's going to be tough for the Eagles too. I'm not a Tennessee fan, but their defense played really well. Do you have any totals this week?
Yeah, there's a stick-out total in the National Football League this week that really jumps off the board. And what it is you take a look at the Denver-Carolina football game here. You've got a total of 36 points in the game. And there have been, you go back since 2001, that's going back over 20 years, there have been 10 games in the NFL that have had a total of 36 or less points. 9 of those have gone over the 36 points. They've averaged 44 total points within those games. So you've got a lot of value here to a football game that looks and smells like a dead under, but it completely it's the opposite because of the situation here. You got to go over the 36 with Carolina and Denver.
Wasn't there a point where if it was like 38, you really had it? I don't know if the number was 38 that you couldn't take the percentages were to go over almost all the time on that number.
There were. It was back. You know. 37 was the number you're talking about.
37.
But
okay.
Exactly, right. So you know, that was when scoring was maybe not as high as it was today, but you still did it over. And you've got right now, we're talking a point less than what that total used to be, that right. bar, that high bar. So a ton of value here in this football game to get over that 36 points.
Okay. All right, Mark. If people have interest in Mark's services, it's 800-321-7777 on the internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, continue with trying to have a good weekend on this Thanksgiving weekend. And Eagles-Tennessee next week, but there'll be more games on the weekend next week because we won't have as many games on Thursday. So have a great weekend.
Howard, stay warm Sunday night, okay?
Yeah, I just don't want it to rain.
That's, yeah, yeah.
That's my biggest
be well.
Fear.
All
have
right,
a
thanks.
Great one, Mark. Thanks. All right. Kyle Quinn has got a tough job. We have for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where they have all kinds of great food, great catering. I mean, just you walk in the store and you just can't help but saying, I want that, I want that. And you're hungry as soon as you walk through the store. But to win that gift certificate, you had to come up with what Kyle Quinn's going to determine is the biggest jerk. They missed Barry Bonds. Kyle, did you think of anybody else that they missed?
Honestly, I think the ones that I was looking for got covered. Kyrie Irving, I think, was the biggest one that I was looking for. But if you're wondering who I'm going to pick for the winner, I'm going to give that to you. I think we haven't heard from this guy in a while, which is probably a good thing, but he's a jerk among a lot of other names that I could call him and not say on the radio. But Antonio Brown is probably my least favorite athlete of all time.
You know, he is such a jerk is not a good enough word, but he is a jerk. He just so, you know, did the Steelers win a Super Bowl with him?
No.
Okay.
Well, he might have been on the – I'm not sure if he was on
Tampa's
the team
when they won the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yes, he was.
The guy is a jerk. But there was a lot of good ones. Papelbon is an all-time jerk, and I've had a personal experience with him. Bill Belichick is a jerk. Kyrie Irving is a jerk. Kaepernick is a jerk. McEnroe, you know, that's just the way he played the game. Dan Snyder, it's hard to take an owner. Jerry Jones would have been a bigger jerk.
What about Nick Castellanos?
Well, that's another thing. There were a lot of good ones. So, John, where was John from? What Antonio Brown?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. John from Philadelphia. You win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Biggest jerk, Antonio Brown. And there are a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot. You can go down a list. We could be here forever coming up with jerks. All right. Kyle, thanks for your help there. Kyle Quinn back at the studio. We will be back at the Borgata next week. I missed the Borgata, but for the holiday weekend, the Friday and Saturday show was not there. And we'll be back next week. And maybe you should too. But that doesn't stop you from going down there today or tomorrow, whenever. All right, Glenn Mack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.